Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm a guest here at the hotel. I plan to do some sightseeing today, and I have a question.
Certainly. What can I help you with?
I'm interested in visiting a couple of historic neighbourhoods. What would be a good way to travel around to see them?
Well, you could rent a bicycle. There's a shop just down the street where you can get one.
Oh, that's perfect. If it's not too expensive.
I don't know what they charge, but I'd be happy to call them and find out.
Number 32. What does the man say he plans to do today? Number 33. What does the man ask about? Number 34. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
The review of our restaurant is supposed to be in today's newspaper. Have you seen it yet?
I read it before I came into work. It's the first review in the entertainment section.
Really? I hope it had a lot of good things to say about us.
It did. In fact, I think we'll have a lot of new customers this week, thanks to the positive review, especially since the reviewers really liked our specialty desserts.
Well, then we'd better prepare more food. I'll order more ingredients right away.
Number 35. What did the man do before coming in to work? Number 36. What does the man think will happen this week? Number 37. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Pavilion Appliance Store. How can I help you?
Well, the handle on the door of my refrigerator broke off.
Oh, that's not good. If you bought it more than a year ago, it's not going to be covered by the warranty.
I know. I bought it 3 years ago. But I can fix it myself. I just need to buy the handle.
I'm sorry, but we don't sell replacement parts.
So do you know of a store that does sell them?
Well, there is a website that sells appliance parts at good prices. You could see if they have what you're looking for. It's called appliancepartsforyou.com.
Number 38. Who most likely is the man? Number 39. What problem does the woman mention? Number 40. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling about your online leadership course. According to your website, it's one of three courses required for your professional certificate in management. I'm not interested in the certificate, so can I just take the leadership course?
Yes, but it's probably worth it to get the certificate. Have you seen our online reviews? Most people who complete the certificate program are very satisfied.
Yes, I have a friend who got the management certificate through your program. It's really helped her in her career.
Well, if you're worried about the cost, you might qualify for a reduced course fee. Would you like me to look into that for you?
Number 41. Why is the man calling? Number 42. What does the man say about his friend? Number 43. What does the woman say the man might be eligible for? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Carlos. Did you see the email from the manager? Our fitness center's going to stay open 24 hours.
Yes, I read it. The email said the new hours will start next month. I think it'll make our members very happy. They've wanted later hours for a while.
Definitely. The manager also asked us to make some signs and post them around the gym so members are aware of this change.
I have some time now. I'll get started making those signs right away.
Number 44. Where do the speakers work? Number 45. According to the speakers, what will happen next month? Number 46. What does the man offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Adam, I just got a message to come to the factory floor. Is something wrong?
There's a problem with the last few desks that came off the production line. Look at this one. The top surface of the desk is loose because no glue was applied from the machines.
Carol, could you join us for a minute? Can you check the glue machines on your team's part of the assembly line? They probably need a refill.
Okay, I'll shut them down and take a look. We should be back in service within an hour.
Good. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, some prospective clients will be visiting. Everything needs to be running smoothly by then.
Number 47. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 48. What problem do the men describe? Number 49. What is scheduled to happen at 1 o'clock? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Gerard. Just a reminder, all proposals for this year's technology conference have to be submitted by tomorrow.
Yes, I know. I actually finished my proposal earlier today, but I haven't been able to upload it yet. I think the website's down for maintenance.
Oh, I had the same problem. The website's really busy. You just have to keep trying.
In that case, I think I'll go to lunch first and try again when I get back. Would you like to join me?
Sure. Let's go now.
Number 50. What did the man recently finish? Number 51. What problem does the man mention? Number 52. What will the speakers do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Emiko. Welcome to Essen Accounting. I'm Amal Hassan from Human Resources. I'll show you around the office and introduce you to the rest of the accounting team.
Nice to meet you, Amal. Do you know if I'll get my permanent ID badge soon? I just have this temporary ID card, and this isn't the correct spelling of my name.
Well, you can use that ID to move through the building today, but we'll ask at the security desk later. Do you have any other questions before we start the tour?
I thought I'd get copies of my employee paperwork, but I haven't received anything yet. Is there something I should do?
Oh, it normally takes a few days.
Number 53. Who most likely is the woman? Number 54. What does the woman tell the man about her ID card? Number 55. Why does the man say,
"It normally takes a few days"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, your company must be new to this technology trade show. I've been attending for years and I've never seen your booth.
You're right, we're a new startup company. We've developed a voice recognition software program. It understands spoken commands and can complete tasks.
Ah, I use a program like that. So, how's your program different from all the others?
It's the most advanced digital assistant on the market. Here, come and meet Antonio. He's our lead software developer.
Hi, I'm Antonio. Here's a brochure. If you turn to the second page, there's an outline of the program's advanced features. You won't find those features anywhere else.
Number 56. What type of event are the speakers attending? Number 57. Where do the men work? Number 58. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Noah, exciting news. The company's board of directors chose our research project to receive additional funding.
Oh, that's great.
I know. So let's hire a new research assistant, like we've been talking about.
Even with the extra money, our budget's going to be fairly limited.
But we need help cataloguing all the data we're collecting. You know, we could offer some part-time hours to local university students.
You're right. I was on a project last year with some students, and they did a good job.
Number 59. Why is the man excited? Number 60. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Our budget's going to be fairly limited"?
Number 61. What does the woman say about local students? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and cakes.
Hi, I'm here to pick up a cake for the Freighton Company.
I don't see that name here. Maybe the cake was ordered under an individual's name? I have a Richard?
Oh, I'm not sure which of my coworkers ordered it, but it should have the number 25 on it.
Oh, it must be this one.
Yeah, that's it. It's for our company's 25th anniversary celebration tonight. We're very excited.
Okay, your total is $40.
Can I use my phone to pay?
Sorry, we're not set up for that service yet. It's just cash or credit card.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Who placed the order the woman is picking up? Number 63. What event does the woman mention? Number 64. What does the woman ask the man about? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hello, this is Samir from Rumsford Dental Clinic. I'm calling to confirm your appointment tomorrow at 8:45.
Oh, no. I forgot. I have a meeting tomorrow morning at work. Can I reschedule for later in the day?
Let's see. We have another opening at 3 in the afternoon.
That's perfect. What's your address again?
Actually, we've moved since your last appointment. We're still on Blevin Road, but now we're at number 47 at the intersection with Shara Lane. You'll see a cafe across the street.
Great. Thanks. I'll be there tomorrow.
And please arrive 10 minutes early so we can update your records.
Number 65. Why does the woman ask to reschedule her appointment? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where will the woman most likely go tomorrow? Number 67. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Rohan, do you have a minute to look at this price list? It's for the newspaper ad for the flower shop. We have to decide how large we want our ad to be.
Sure. If we did a full page, we'd have to go with black and white because color would be too expensive.
You're right, but a color ad that shows our flowers will really grab readers' attention.
Okay. Well, in that case, what if we try a quarter page ad? We've never used newspaper advertising before, so it'll be a good way to see if it's successful.
Number 68. Where do the speakers work? Number 69. What does the woman say about color advertisements? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much will the speakers pay for their advertisement?